Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. How are you on this beautiful day? Whatever your day looks like, start it off beautifully. How you set the tone for your day really can improve or sort of ruin the day that you have. Do you practice setting up your day to be a good one? In the morning when you get up, thank your bed and your pillow for the night's sleep that you had and your blankets and the room that you slept in. Be grateful for those things that we now so often take for granted in our lives. There are millions and millions of people around the world who don't have a bed to sleep on. Be grateful for yours. A beautiful sunny day here. We had a lot of snow less than a week ago. We had a big storm. Actually, it was a week ago. So last weekend, we were in the midst of a big snowstorm, and that snow disappeared in like 2 days. It was totally gone. 2 days after the storm, it was 50 degrees, and I've never seen snow melt so fast here. It was kind of cool, but sad at the same time. I didn't even get a chance to go sledding. I really wanted to do that. And so here we are a week later, and it's 50 degrees still, and it's supposed to be 50 all week in New England and in my particular area, and kind of frightening for February. We've had a lot of Januaries that have been 50 degrees in the last 10 years, and but never really a February. So starting February at 50 degrees is kind of a little bit frightening. And it really makes me think about global warming. And I think about it a lot, actually. And I'm only going to talk about it for a minute because we are going to talk about goals today. We're going to talk about, a few different things. But I do want to talk about the weather for 1 minute because it's so prominent that in my consciousness right now that it's really something that's happening and something is seriously happening with the earth and the earth changing. And it can be that part of
Okay, I found this on the web for happening with the
oh
earth
my God.
changing. Take a look.
This is so funny. Now, this happened yesterday when I was on the air as well, where Siri just randomly started searching for whatever I was saying, and I didn't say, "Hey Siri." Now, when I want Siri to automatically find something, because I've got the iPhone 6S that it's got the voice command for Siri, when I'm trying to get Siri to do something for me, Siri ignores me. But yet, for the last 2 days, when I'm on the radio, Siri just randomly comes on and starts searching for whatever I'm talking about. So the fact that this has happened 2 days in a row really makes me think that I need to pay attention to this, and I need to pay attention, and you all need to pay attention to what we're talking about when it's happening, because spirit always gives me, sort I'll call them accent points when something isn't important, when something's important. When I'm working with people, a phone will ring or a ding or something will happen to make noise, and it's a confirmation that it's important. But my guides are telling me, because I have a team of guides that I work with, who some of them I've worked with them for decades, many, 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 many years. And I have some actually brand new ones who I just met this last week, although they've been with me for a long time. I just hadn't met them or worked with them before, although they've been working in the background for me. My surfer dude, who I just met last week, is all about having fun. And it's good because that's really what I've been saying since my brother passed away 2.5 years ago is, and really, actually, the last year I've been saying that, because for the year after he passed, I don't know where I was, but I know that I was not thinking about having fun then, really. It wasn't until a whole year after that I really got my head back into life and started on this mission to have fun. So I think it's pretty hilarious that Siri has, in the last 2 days, come on. And my gut, so what my guides are saying is that there's people here that want to communicate. So if you are listening and you would like to call in, it may be that one of your people, your guides or a loved one who's passed, is here and is trying to communicate with you. And it could be that it's one of my guides. Or they're just spirit is just giving us, to pay the pay attention sign. But I really feel like that there's somebody here that is trying to get a message out. So if you're on the line and you're listening, and you have a loved one who you want to hear from, or you have want a message from spirit, call in. The call-in number is 657-383-0612. All right. So while we're doing a little call-in number, I want to let you know where to find me when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio. And that is my website's the easiest place to start. And that's www.cynthiafontaine.com. And you can find my social media links right on my website. You can also book a session with me right on my website. So it's one-stop shopping, really convenient. And you can find Alchemy of the Earth link through my main website. And Alchemy of the Earth is my line of all-natural bath and body products. Most of the ingredients are organic in the products, and there's no paraben sulfates or any of that really nasty, ugly stuff in there. They really, truly are all natural. And my customers love the products. And I know, you know, we just had a big shakeup here in the States in the last week or so with the Ava Anderson company. I can assure you that all of my products are what they say they are. And that because I actually make them all myself with a team of people. So I am always in the production room when the products are being made. Okay, so that being said, oh, it's 11:11. Everybody make a wish. I'm going to be quiet for just a moment here. 11:11 is the gateway to the other side. So take a breath in and make a wish. Okay. And if you listen to the replay, and when you listen to the replay, because I have lots of people that listen to the replay, because not everybody can make it on at the time when I'm broadcasting, know that this, because this is recorded live, and I set the intention that the show is live and evergreen, what that means is when you're listening to the replay, and when I say, it's 11:11, make a wish, stop and make a wish. Because even though it might not be 11:11 where you are in the moment physically, energetically, the show will take you to that space. So that's a, it's kind of a cool thing how that happens, because there really is no time and space. It's really, it's a made-up human thing. And that concept becomes clearer and clearer to me as I've learned to be able to expand time and slow things down. So if you're a person who feels like you don't have enough time to get things done and you're feeling rushed, you can actually slow time down. And you do that through, and I haven't done a lot of like exercises on the show in the 30-day challenge so far. So I might, you know, in the next 10 days, give you guys some exercises you can do that can help you do things like slow time down. So all you do is take a nice deep breath in, close your eyes. You don't even, I like to close my eyes, but you don't have to. And as you're deep breathing in, just imagine everything in your body calming down and slowing down. And then on the next deep breath in, take your hands in front of you and roll them backwards like you're rolling a ball backwards in front of you. And just roll it, and notice how fast you are rolling as you begin. And then slow it down and keep breathing in and slow down your hands rolling back and forth. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. And it really does work, and you'll be able to get things done, and you won't feel as hurried. And so if you're feeling anxiety or stressed out, you can use that really quick little method, even just to slow your body down, your nerves down, your anxiety. Because I'm all about giving you guys tools that you can use to help you in your day. Because I can talk, obviously, now I'm up to over 200 hours in the last 20 days of talking. So I can talk, but as much as I can talk, I feel that if I don't give you guys tools that you can use and implement into your life, then, you know, it's just talking. And I hope that, you know, I give you guys some good things that I do talk about as well. So what kind of goals do you set in your life? And, oh, going back really quickly before I lose the topic of the global warming, all I wanted to say was, how mindful are you about how you treat the earth? And that goes from everything do are you? I'm the mad recycler. I recycle as much as I possibly can recycle, and I don't use any chemicals in my yard. And I try to buy organic as much as I can. All of the fish that I buy is wild caught, sustainable fish, things like that. I buy my eggs locally. I try to buy as much locally as I can. So what are you doing? Because when you buy local, that cuts the carbon, you know, effect. When things are coming in from across the country or from the other side of the world, it takes a lot of energy to bring those things in. So what are you doing to help the planet? Because this is going to take a big effort on all of our parts, really and truly. So, all right, that's all I'm going to say about that. And you probably might hear a little bit of background noise today because my daughter is home, and she's not usually up this early on her day off. But she's taking care of her boss's cat and had to go feed the kitty and let the cat out. So you may hear a little background noise. she's smiling in the kitchen. I love having her home. Okay, so what kind of challenges or goals do you set in your life? Are you like me who have always hated to set goals because you don't follow through? That's been a thing for me. Nobody ever taught me how to set goals. So this 30-day challenge for me really solidified in my mind and in my entire being that goal setting can be a positive thing. For some reason, I had this sort of negative thing about goal setting, and it felt very heavy, and it felt like, oh my God, you know, you set a goal and you set goals because you break them, right? But really, as I think about it, you know, I'm always able to sort of, I guess, finish the things that I set out to finish, like around school and so forth, because there's a deadline. And I know, for example, that I have to get my homework done by this date, and I get that done. So I guess in a way that is a goal. However, it's not a goal that I set. It's a goal that somebody else set for me. So this is a goal I set. And it may be, I don't know, but it may be the first goal that I've ever really set in my life and have stayed committed to. So if you are like me and you've had a really hard time setting goals in your life, maybe you really want to consider doing your own 30-day challenge. And the key is to have a check-in buddy who's going to hold you accountable. And not somebody who's going to nag you about it, but somebody who maybe can just give you a quick call or text and say, hey, how are you doing on your goal? So if you have a goal to lose weight, or if you want to lose weight, or you want to meditate, or you want to, I don't know, paint your kitchen. Make it a goal. Set a date. How long are you going to do this for? And if you're trying to break a habit or set a new pattern, it really takes 30 days for the ego mind to allow the new pattern to take form and to be set into place. So if you are trying to do any reset a pattern, for example, of how you eat, it's important to do it one day at a time. And remember, it's only for 30 days. So say if you're going gluten-free or if you're going no sugar, then say, okay, today I'm going to be gluten-free. Ultimate long-term goal is 30 days, but I'm going to do it one day at a time, and even put it on your calendar. I put the radio show in my calendar immediately and blocked off the time slots, and I put it into my iCalendar, and I also put it into my appointment calendar. That way I wouldn't have clients during my showtime for the most part. I have one client that I have to see during a showtime, and on those days, I either come on later or I pre-record the show and then upload it. And I just want to check into the chat room and say hello to everybody in the chat room. I hope you're having a beautiful Sunday if you're listening here from the States. If you're listening on the other side of the world in Australia or New Zealand, because I have friends and colleagues and clients on that side of the world, I want to say happy Monday to you because it will be Monday there. And if you're on the line and you're not in the chat room, pop in and say hi. It's a great group of people that gather there, and they're really supportive, and you can have a little bit of fun in there. So thank you all for being there. And I want to give a shout out to Sandy, who is a very loyal listener, who is fabulous, and she's always in the chat room when she can be there supporting people, and she's a love bug. So I want to give her a shout out. All right, so setting the goals. So set your goal. Take it one day at a time. Set your 30-day goal, whether it be how to give up gluten or sugar or to add more water or vegetables or fruit into your diet, whatever it is. I'm on thing to get my consumption of water up to 10 glasses of water a day. Because it's funny, when I delivered mail for 26 years, I drank tons of water all day long. But after I retired, I suddenly decided, for some reason, I didn't like water anymore. It's kind of weird. But water is really important for all of our body functions. And it helps to get the toxins out of our bodies. And we are made up of 90% water, so we really need a lot of water to keep everything moving regularly, to keep your organs running healthily and things like that. So if you're not drinking that much water, then I really urge you to do that. So that's one of my things that I'm working on. I also cut out gluten this last week, and I'm trying to cut out sugar. Although I've had a couple of days where I've had a little bit of sugar. I don't eat a lot of sugar anyway, but I'm trying to cut it out completely. I don't add sugar into any of my, coffee or anything like that. And even my smoothies, I don't add sugar into them, or even I don't add artificial sweeteners. I like the whole food. I like the spinach and the apple or the carrots, and I like the taste of real food, and so I don't tend to add sugar, or I never add artificial sweeteners. I'm just going to take a drink here. I'm a little stuffy today. Sorry about that, guys. They're good. I had the heat on in my room last night. And I don't usually have it up. I usually have it down. And so when I got up this morning, I was really stuffy, and it hasn't gone away yet. All right. So I think we pretty much have covered goals. And if you guys want to hear me talk about any particular subject, shoot me a private message on Facebook. That's the best way to give me a short message. Because if you send me an email, if you're not in my contact list, then the email tends to get lost in the literally 1,000 emails that I get every day. excuse me. So one thing I want to talk about today, or actually two things I want to talk about today, is one is complaining. And I know that I've mentioned this before. When we complain, we are sending that vibration and that energy out to the universe. We all have negative pleasures in our lives, and maybe yours is complaining. And you may not even realize it. So it's when we become aware of something, then we have the choice to make a different choice. And so, okay, There's got to be somebody listening or somebody in the chat room who is having some not speaking their words or having some real sinus issues. Okay, so now see how it's clearing up? This is how this works for me. When somebody comes into my energy field that has something up, it immediately happens in my body. And so it came on that quickly, and now it's gone that quickly. So there's definitely somebody who's listening or who is in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, obviously you're listening, that has words that they need to speak to someone who is not speaking their words. And sinus congestion is, it can be allergies, and allergies is about being hypersensitive. And as a empathic, psychic, intuitive medium, I am hypersensitive, and I do have a few allergies. But how are you, like, what's going on in your body? And if you have any things that are happening in your body, check out Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, because there is a connection, energetic connection, to every physical ailment that you have in your body. Always starts as a feeling or an emotion. You know, if you come in with some sort of a childhood defect, a birth defect, then that's different. That's something that you agreed to come in with and to deal with in this lifetime. But if it's something that has come on or been created as your life goes on, there's always it starts as a feeling and an emotion that gives that issue the space to be created and then expand. Okay. Geez, I'm sorry about that. But so whoever you are, figure out who you got to talk to and do it nicely. So when you say speak your truth, that does not give people a free rein to say, I have to speak my truth, and then cut somebody off at the knees. And I don't think any of my listeners would do that. But if you're a charismatic leader main profile, then you tend to, even if you listen to my show, you might do that. So really think through about what you need to say. And if you're using the phrase, I have to speak my truth, and then you blast somebody, that does not give you a free pass, because a lot of people in this new agey thing, society, thinks that by saying something like that, we now have a free pass to, you know, say whatever we want to people. Not so. Remember, whatever you put out comes back 10%, plus 10%. Excuse me. So if you're complaining and you're putting that vibration out, even if you're complaining in your mind, people, because if you're complaining in your mind, guess what? The universe hears your thoughts. You're a vibration, and a thought is a vibration. So clean up your thoughts. What you put out is what you get back. That's just how it works. It's the law of attraction. And the law of attraction works when you have, not only when you have a thought, but especially when you have a feeling or emotion. So let's talk about limitations and what's limiting you. Every limitation that you have is because you believe it in your mind. So really let that sink in. Every limitation you have is because you believe it in your mind. So if you're thinking, oh, that's nonsense because I have this physical issue and it limits me to do blah, blah, blah. So it's not in my mind because it's a real thing. And I totally understand that because I have some mechanical issues in my body that limit me from doing certain things, like wearing high heels. Okay. So that being said, again, those issues in the body started at a certain time and place with a thought, a feeling, and an emotion to create those physical issues in the body. Okay, I'm going to take a 2-minute break here because I can't seem to clear up this throat thing. I'm going to go get a really big drink of water because my glass is out. I'm going to play a little music, and I will be right back, you guys. Okay, guys, say thank you for your patience. God, I never have to do that, take a break in the middle of the show. But anyhow, so I hope that whoever is going to get their words out really does it. And hopefully if this will stay cleared up enough that I can finish the rest of the show for you guys. All right, so going back to limitations. And every limitation we have is because we believe it in our minds. And it could be that that limitation became a thought when you were young. It could be that your parents or grandparents or aunt or uncle or school teacher said to you, "You can't do that." And you believed them. Because this grown-up who had some authority in your life said, "You couldn't do that." Well, for me, if somebody told me I couldn't do it, that was just more reason to prove that I could. That might not be the case for you. And if somebody told me not to do something, I was more apt to go ahead and do it anyway. I was behaved as a child. I listened to my parents, that kind of thing. As kids, I don't know, in my family, we had some chores to do, things like that, but we were just allowed to be kids. And there were so many of us that, you know, our parents didn't have to entertain us. And we didn't do things like after school activities or play organized sports and things like that. We just played in the neighborhood. So it's very different now. And we have less kids than, you know, our parents typically did. And we often have to feel like that we need to entertain them or we have to keep them busy. When we were growing up, we could watch TV, but we, you know, Saturday morning cartoons we could watch. And then Sunday night we would watch Disney. And we didn't spend hours and hours and hours every day in front of the TV. We had to go out and play. But anyhow, but I was told when I was, you know, a young person where I was told things like I had a music teacher in high school who took upon himself before we were graduating that he was going to have us all audition, even though we had been singing with this guy for 4 years. And he was going to give us his personal assessment as to whether or not we could go forward with our singing career. And this guy sounded like a frog when he sang, and he couldn't play the piano for beans either. And he was the music teacher. His assessment of me was that I would not make it professionally. And because that was one of the things I wanted to sing. I always wanted to be in a band. I always wanted to sing. And he said, no, you can't make it professionally. Well, I did take that personally, which we will talk about in the four agreements in the next 10, 11 days. No, we have less than that left now. Oh, my goodness. After today's show, we only have 9 days left. I was wondering how I'm going to get enough content for 30 days. And now I'm going, how am I going to fit it in 9 days? So it's amazing how things suddenly shift, right? So I believed him. I took it personally, and I stopped singing. I did not sing in front of people until this past November when I sang in front of my class all three years at Healer School. So it's a 3-year program, and I sang with another classmate in front of the whole entire school. And that's the first time I have sung in front of people in over 30 years. That's a long time to deny something that you love. So where are you denying things in your life that you love because somebody told you you couldn't? Or somebody told you you had a limitation and you believed them? Or maybe your own chatterbox in your mind says, oh, you can't do that, right? Because we all have that ego, that chatterbox in our mind, goblin or gremlin, whatever you want to call them, right? We all have one. And maybe yours is really loud and annoying like mine can be. And if that's the case, meditation, baby. You got to meditate and reassign that chatterbox another job. So if your mind is having these thoughts and you want to do something, say, for example, you want to try yoga for the first time. And maybe you're not in the best shape, and you've all seen yoga, even if you haven't attended a class. You know those people that can bend themselves in half, those people that can stand on their heads and do splits and back bends, even at 40, 50, 60, 80 years old. And you're going, I can't possibly do that. So there's a limitation that you have set. But how about if you try it and you can do yoga in for most of you? I mean, if you have a medical condition like a heart problem or something like that, then, you know, don't go to try yoga unless your doctor says you can. And if you have any medical condition, you know, check with your doctor first. I don't want you guys all running out and trying yoga and going, Cynthia told me to, and then end up in the hospital. You know, be smart about it. And I'm just using yoga as an example. So, but start wherever you are. And so go into a beginner class. You know, you're not going to be doing backbends and handstands and splits the first class you go to. In fact, you may never keep yourself from trying it and going to do it because you believe that you could never do it. That's a thought in your mind. Whether it will be doing yoga or starting a business. Okay? You maybe have a beautiful talent of creating gorgeous cards or some kind of product. Maybe you create, you know, beautiful scarves or whatever it is. And this is a passion of yours. It's a hobby, and you don't know what quite to do with it. And you don't feel like that you could ever do something with it because you have this limitation in your mind. And maybe somebody told you growing up that you'd never be successful or you'd never be good enough. You know, like with me. My mother told me every day walking out the door to college that I was paying for myself with an hour drive each way with no traffic. If it was traffic, it could be up to 3 hours. Every day at 7 o'clock in the morning, she'd say, I don't know why you're doing that. You're never going to make anything of your life. And you may have experienced parents or grandparents like that in your life too. You have to overcome that. You have to reprogram the mind to know that it's possible. It's possible. You create your dream. And most of us have unconsciously created our dream through the lives of the adults around us as we grew up, because they set the limits. They imposed how they lived onto us. And it's the only thing that they could do because that's what they knew, right? There are a lot of people out there now who are more consciously parenting, being aware of this. And so they're giving their children more opportunities to be self-expressive. And one of my dear best friends and longtime student is a beautiful example of that. She has two daughters who are just remarkable individuals. And she was able to nurture those children in directions that they loved and they wanted to explore. And it's really a beautiful example. But most of us, especially, you know, if you're over 25, most of us were brought up in families that you were expected to be just like your family because that's how you fit in. And that's all there was. I can tell you a funny little story. When I was in middle school, 7th grade, I had thought everybody was Catholic. I was brought up Catholic, didn't know anything different. Never heard about anybody being anything other than Catholic. Well, all of a sudden, I'm friends with this girl, and we become really, really close friends, and she's a Protestant. And I can remember saying, oh my God, what is a Protestant? That was 7th grade. Maybe you've had that a similar experience in your life like that too. That is such a perfect example of living in your family's dream, right? Living the life that your family imposed upon you. And I'm not criticizing my family for that because I actually really love a lot of things about many religions, but I loved going to CCD when I was a kid, and I loved learning about the saints and the angels and things like that. And, you know, there are a lot of things about many religions that I don't love, and in Catholic religion and in many religions. But if we come down to the basic core of every religion, they're all the same. They all teach the same thing. And if you can break it down even further, so if, say if you don't practice a religion and maybe you're feeling a little lost about that, practice the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. That can be your religion, because that is a lifetime practice. Don't take anything personally, one of the Four Agreements. Why do we get upset? We take things personally, right? We take things personally. We get upset. So how do you change the dream of your life? You listen to shows like mine. You take classes. You learn something different. You allow the possibility and the idea that you can do something that you didn't think you could before. And it might be as simple as making a bracelet. Doesn't have to be climbing Mount Everest. If you admire people who can make jewelry, but you think, I can never do that, well, that's a limitation or belief you have in your mind. Take a class. Try it out. Expand your horizons. Mastery is what we practice every day in every moment. It's what we believe we are. When you practice for years and years and project out to others, that's mastery. So whatever your life is right now, you have mastered it. So really think about that. Is that what you want to be a master of? What does your life look like? Are there things you want to change? Maybe you've mastered anger really well in your life. And you can get angry on a second. Maybe you've mastered jealousy really well. And you've attracted a lot of energy to you that creates the vibration. You've sent out the vibration and you've attracted into you more examples for you to be jealous about. See, maybe it's drama. Maybe you're addicted to drama and there always seems to be drama in your life. I'm amazed to see the people around me who have so much drama in their lives. So much drama in their lives. And I can understand because I used to have a lot of drama in my life. In my lives. Yeah, my many lifetimes. I had a lot of drama in, trust me. But, and I didn't even recognize it as an addiction. It was just, it was family drama. And it was always family drama. And there's, a lot of people have a lot of family drama. What I've been able to do as I expand my knowledge and as I come into the world as a different person, I am mastering differently. I don't get into the family drama. And it's not my job to change it. I don't get into it. And I'm able to just take a step back and be like, wow, look at them. You know, I have a cousin who posted something on Facebook yesterday that I showed my daughter, and we just shook our heads and went, wow, she's got a lot of anger. And I can't remember exactly what it was that she said, but it was short, and she put some emojis in there, you know, the little funny icons that you put in to accentuate her point. But she's mastering anger in her life. And guess what she's going to get more of? More things to be angry about. So what are you mastering really well in your life? And is it time for you to change it? Is it time for you to believe something new? Is it time for you to let go of the limitations that have been holding you back in your mind and to charge forward in your life and live the life of your dreams? Sometimes if you have serious physical complications and the life of your dreams is traveling the world, then travel the world in your mind. And I know it's not the same as physically being able to do it, but the subconscious mind doesn't actually know the difference between what's not real and what is real. And you can travel the world in your mind. Travel the world through books, through movies and TV shows, and really feel what it feels like to be there. And your subconscious mind will react to that. And it will, you'll find, if they were to hook you up and test your hormones and your serotonin and all your feel-good hormones while you're watching these travel, you know, to Machu Picchu or whatever, your hormones will change, they'll shift, and the feel-good hormones will flood into your body. So that's the key to good health and good mental health, is to try to have the good hormones being flooded into your body more than the stress hormones. We tend to overdo things and take on too much as a society now. It's not like the days when I was growing up where life was so much easier and uncomplicated. And sometimes we complicate it for ourselves. I have friends that their kids are scheduled every day for some different sport or activity. And sometimes they're scheduled for more than one activity or sport in a day. We've become to somehow believe that we have to keep our kids focused and busy. And yet, kids really need some downtime too. So keep that in mind if you have little ones, because that is important. So what are you going to do? Pick one thing. I want you guys, okay, so this week, whenever your week starts, when you listen to this show, so maybe you listen to the show on Thursday, or maybe you listen to the show 6 months after it's broadcast, I want that to be the beginning of your week. So pick one thing this week that you are going to stop complaining about and really make a conscious effort to do that. And it's going to take conscious effort to become aware, to realize when you're doing it. And the key is, when you realize you're doing it, not to beat yourself up in your mind about it, going, I can't believe I'm still doing it. Oh my God, I've been working on this and I'm still complaining. The key is to just recognize it. Oh, there it is again. I just complained about so-and-so. Or I just complained about the way my hair looks, or what my weight is, or whatever you complain about. We complain about things all day long, many of us. Pick one thing, and then be consciously aware of when you're complaining, and then just acknowledge it when you recognize it, and move on. That's how you change a pattern. By beating yourself up about it, it just keeps that same pattern in place. And beating yourself up is a negative pleasure. So if you're really highly self-critical, that is a negative pleasure. And it's something that you may have learned in the family that you were growing up. Maybe you grew up in a really critical family like I did. But you can unlearn it. So let's create some new neural pathways in your brain and get some new possibilities in your life. Wouldn't that be a great thing? So take that, the complaining, and then if you're not a complainer, then okay, find something, a limitation, something that you've wanted to do that you have been limiting yourself from doing because you have a belief that you wouldn't maybe be successful in it. And it can be, again, something as simple as making a jewelry, making a bracelet, wrapping a crystal to make a necklace or making a pendulum. It could be that you're not a very good cook. And so you've been told that you're not a good cook, and so you don't cook, but you really love to cook. Take a class or follow a recipe. There's so many great things on the internet, you know. Get somebody who you know is a good cook and follow them. Doesn't have to be something really big. Start with the smaller things first and then build yourself up to the bigger things. Really build yourself up. You know, Dave is always saying to me, Dave is my partner in crime, and he's always saying to me things like, oh, you know, you shouldn't do that because of your back. Well, I don't let that be a limitation for me. If I want to do something, even if it's going to be physically challenging, I'm going to pay for it afterwards, possibly. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it because I enjoy doing it. If I want to wear heels and I know that I'm not going to be able to walk afterwards, for, you know, maybe the rest of the day, the whole night, or possibly even the next day, I'm going to wear them because I feel good wearing them and I love them. And so it counterbalances, you know, at this sort of paying the price. So I do things like that. I don't hold myself in limitation because of the physical challenges I have in my body. And I live my life in a way that makes me happy. So are you living your life in a way that makes you happy? You know, and going out dancing is a great example. Dave is like, oh, you know, you got to be careful because, you know, you're back. And I don't pay any attention to that because I love to dance and I'm going to dance. It doesn't stop me from dancing. Now, I can't dance like I used to dance, but I'm still going to get out and dance. You've all seen those videos of those 80-year-old grandmas who can barely walk, but you put their song on and they can boogie it down to at whatever level they can. So get yourself out today and this week and boogie it down, baby. Find whatever makes your heart sing. Do it. Don't let the limitation, the beliefs that maybe your family instilled upon you, don't let that stop you. Or even to people in your life now, don't let their projection or, and I know, you know, he's doing it because he has my best interest at heart. I understand that. But really, my best interest is to dance. That's the thing that's best for me. So if it's something that is the best for you and your family is saying, don't do it, really consider it and think about it. Of course, if it's unsafe and you really have a severe health challenge, then, you know, please ignore this. All right, you guys, we are out of time again. I hope that you have a fabulous, fantastic, and wonderful day. Go do something fun today. Break the mold. Get out of your comfort zone. Go do something that you felt like you could never do before. And I just do it. And then let me know what you did and how that worked out. I love you all. Thank you all for everyone in the chat room. And I'm so glad that my voice did clear up. And I noticed that it happened when some people who were in the chat room went out. So if you were in the chat room, go and speak your truth this week, please. I love you all so very much. Have a fabulous day, and I will see you tomorrow.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wet through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's sweet, sweet love living by the salt of the sea. One day you be lost in me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. In the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water, nice box, step a little slice. Grab a backpack and lies, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key.